Hello, my name is Phyllis. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Dad, and I'm calling about a baby that's been positive for COVID. That's 2.5 months old.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to see. He's been running a fever for about 2 weeks. And the doctor has not, and y'all have interviewed the parent, but the doctor has not called any antibiotics or given him any medicine. And I'm trying to see what is the protocol for babies with COVID.
Okay, I am not certain of that, okay? But hold on and let me see what I can find for you. All right, hold on. Okay, so if you, Okay, for protocol, you could go to the website at the cdc.gov or at our website at the Alabama Department of Public Health.
And well, there's no one that I can talk to about it. I have to read up on it myself in order to get the information.
Yes, ma'am. That's gonna be your best bet is to call there. Now, you can call. I only have a number. Go ahead.
What about the person that interviewed him and said that they should have tested him? Is there any way I could talk to the person that interviewed him?
No, I'm sorry, but they're at a different location than I am, and I don't know how I would be able to forward you to them. But what does your doctor say? Have you talked to your doctor, your primary care physician?
Not concerning the baby, no.
All right. Hold on just a moment, and let me see what I can find out. All right. So the doctor is not treating the child at all?
No. And we're not retest to make sure. Now, the health department said that to have them retest at the end of the cycle period, but they said that they don't retest, that he don't need retesting, but he's still running a low-grade fever, and he's been running one. They haven't given him any antibiotics. Nothing, just Tylenol, but he's still running a fever and you still hadn't done anything.
Okay, well, I've reached out to someone on our, in our team to see if there's any other information available. But you need to find a testing site for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought that's another thing you were asking for.
I'm close by the baby. I'm not close
okay.
by myself.
Oh, okay. All right. Hold on. All right. Let me get some information. Just a moment. Let me see if I can find something for you, okay? Hold on for me.
Thank you. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Phyllis.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Hold on for me. Okay, what it says on the website is there are no specific outpatient treatments for COVID-19. There is ongoing medical research regarding treatment of COVID-19, and some inpatient treatments for severely ill patients have been helpful. Although most people will recover on their own, you can do some things to help relieve your symptoms, including take medication to relieve the pain and fever, which is the Tylenol that the doctor recommended. Then if you are on regular medications prescribed by your doctor, to continue your regular medications. Use a room humidifier or take a hot shower to help ease a sore throat and cough if you have it. Drink plenty of fluids and get plenty of rest. Now,
and
I believe.
Don't break. So what do you do?
Ma'am? How long has the fever been going on?
For 2 weeks.
Okay, you need to contact the pediatrician back and let them know that the fever is, the child still has the low grade fever and that it's not breaking. That's the best that I can do for you right now. Now, let me check with the CDC. Okay. All right, I'm still looking, okay? So hold on for me. All right, I'm still checking this, so hold on. All right, I'm reading this. Care for, we're going to call this child a newborn. All right. All right, hold on. I'm still reading. Okay, so this is the most common symptom in children are cough and or fever.
Okay.
Okay.
So basically, there's no protocol for it.
That's, I'm not finding anything. Okay. Just, I would just stay in contact with the doctor. You know, that's for school. I mean, that's, you know, that's what I would do. They would mind out my, if it were my infant, which I don't have, that pediatrician would not want to hear me because I'd be calling every day. This is fever, is this and this and this. Now you might want to keep a list, you know, track, the times of his fever and when you give him the medication, you know, the Tylenol. See, and you know, so you say you take his temperature at 8 a.m. then document what the fever is, and then I would, you know, and then maybe check it a little while later and see if it's broken or at least come down, document that, and just do that every 4 hours like it says on the Tylenol bottle or on their prescription, if you have a prescription for that. And then personally, I would report that daily to, you know, my kid's pediatrician back to, well, my baby is 23. So, so back then we had a nurse's line and I would call, if it were my child, I would call the nurse's line every day. And say, okay, this is the time. This is what happened throughout our day. Is this indicating that he's getting over this? What else can I be doing? I do know that you do need to push fluids. If you know how you push fluids in a 2-month-old, I don't know.
Yeah, I can't push fluids. I mean, he's taking his
time. Okay. Yeah.
But
yeah,
when I go away, that's what's concerning.
Yes, ma'am.
To make sure that the COVID is at least negative.
Mm-hmm.
That.
Well, what? Okay. So here is guidance for home care. Yeah, currently there are no drugs specifically approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for COVID, for the treatment of COVID-19 in children. Treatment of COVID-19 remains largely supportive and includes prevention and management of complications. So, you know, I think the only time that they would need to give, you know, an antibiotic or something like that would be if there were an underlying condition that's hand in hand with the COVID. Okay. But certainly do contact keep calling them, letting them know, update them every day. That's what I would do if it was my child. Okay. Oh, you're very welcome. Good luck to you. And again, if you need more information, you can probably find, you may have to search for it a little bit, but you can check, find it at the website of the Alabama Department of Public Health. And I'm looking at the cdc.gov right now. So you might be able to find some more information there. Okay. And find more information, but definitely stay in touch with the pediatrician. Okay.
All right.
Because I'm not a doctor or any type of medical physician. I mean, medical professional, but that's what I would do if it were my child.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Oh, you're very welcome. Good luck to you. Okay. And I thank you for calling us at the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am.